With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Chlorpyrifos is a common pesticide sprayed on fruits, vegetables, and golf courses around the world since the 1960s to kill insects, but increasingly linked by scientists to brain damage and developmental problems in children. After being petitioned by public health organizations, EPA scientists in November 2016, at the end of the Obama administration, recommended a ban for the pesticide because of these health concerns. But as one of his first acts as the Trump administration's administrator of EPA, Scott Pruitt in March overruled his scientists and allowed manufacturer Dow AgroSciences to continue to sell the pesticide. In Maryland, State Delegate Dana Stein, vice chair of the House Environment and Transportation Committee, worked with colleagues to introduce legislation that would counteract the decision by the Trump administration by banning chlorpyrifos in Maryland. There was a hearing on the bill on February 7th.
House Bill 116, sponsored by the vice chair of the committee.
Delegate Stein, a Democrat from Baltimore County, explained his reasoning for outlawing the pesticide in the state.
Chlorpyrifos is a pesticide that attacks the nervous system of animals, including humans. In the year 2000, EPA eliminated indoor applications of this pesticide to protect children. Since then, scientific studies have documented harm from even smaller exposures to chlorpyrifos than previously studied, including significant nervous system problems to fetuses and to young children, leading to developmental delays in autism.
Dr. Michael Ichniowski is a member of the Maryland chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. He also testified in favor of the ban.
This chemical is unambiguously dangerous and should be banned from use.
But on the other side of the debate is the chemical industry and the Maryland farm lobby. They argue Maryland fruit farmers benefit by spraying the pesticide in winter to suppress flies and worms that would otherwise reduce their crops and profits. Jay Milburn is a fourth-generation fruit farmer in Cecil County who says he sprays the pesticide, which is also known by the trade name of Durzban.
We do use Durzban, and it's very focused and does a great job for us. Does what we need to do for a particular insect.
Colby Ferguson is director of government relations for the Maryland Farm Bureau. He argued that it wouldn't be fair to outlaw the pesticide in Maryland when fruit growers around the world don't face such restrictions. These foreign growers could outcompete Maryland farmers and continue to import their produce, Ferguson said.
You know, I kind of wonder if you're going to the normal grocery store and you're picking up apples and things like that, particularly this time of year, I would kind of wonder, are they even from around here or do they come from another country where there's probably not near the restrictions that we have in this state or in this country? So with that, we would respectfully oppose this bill.
Maryland is not the only state considering action on chlorpyrifos. Lawmakers in New Jersey and Hawaii are also debating bans on the pesticide. And in July, Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch joined attorneys representing five other jurisdictions, Massachusetts, New York, Vermont, Washington, and the District of Columbia, to intervene in a lawsuit against the Trump administration to try to end the continued use of the pesticide. This legal challenge will play itself out in the federal courts, as hearings on the contentious issue continue in the Maryland General Assembly and elsewhere across the country. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton, the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.